You ready? I want to tell you, I want to warn you, this is a crazy one on Worst Date Wednesday. This is probably one like you've never heard before on Worst Date Wednesday.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Okay? You will not guess what is coming. Let's get started on the Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week.
The Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week on 101.3 KDWB.
Shawn Mendes tickets coming up in a few minutes here, by the way. Hello, my lovely morning show team. I remember my worst date very vividly. It was my 19th birthday.
Okay.
I'd been seeing this guy for a couple of months. He said he wasn't going to tell me what we were doing for my birthday.
Oh, what a surprise.
But he wanted to take me out and buy me a nice dress and show a woman, quote, how she's supposed to be treated.
Oh, wow.
Insert eye roll emoji. But I went along with it because I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
We went to the mall. I drove. But he was acting strange the whole time. I didn't make any mention because we're still a new couple. Maybe just something I hadn't noticed before. We're at a store. I'm looking around. I got a few dresses in my arms trying to decide what kind of look I'm going for that night. I said, I'm going to try a few dresses on, thinking he'd want to stay and, you know, wait to see which one he liked best.
Yeah.
Nope. He responded with, I'm going to run down to another store really quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Weird. Now, remember, he was the one who said, I'm going to buy you a dress.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take you out and show you the way you should be treated. So she, number one, drove. She's at the store alone buying her own dress. She said, I tried on dresses, and after he still wasn't back, I called him, but my calls went right to voicemail.
Okay.
I went to the cashier, and I bought the dress myself. I didn't wait any longer, so I went out to wait in the car. Remember, she drove, so she's got the keys, she can get in. I get out of the parking lot. It's pouring rain. I feel a buzz in my pocket. It's my phone. He's calling. Hello? Where are you? I tried to call you several times, I said, when he answered the phone. When I answered the phone, he said, I need you to come get me. That was all he said. Okay, well, where are you? He's by the front door.
Okay.
I started my call in a car and pulled up to the front of the door. When I tell you it was raining, it was one of those torrential downpours.
Yeah.
He's standing at the door, refusing to get in the car. Because there's a walk, like a 10 or 15-yard walk. He doesn't want to walk through the rain. I rolled down the passenger window and said, get in the car. He said, no, I need you to open the car door. At this point, I'm getting super annoyed. I got out of the car and opened the passenger side door so he could get in. Once the door was open, he looked at me dead in the eyes from 15, 20 feet away. He says, no, open up the back door. I wasn't going to argue because I just wanted to get out of the rain. I opened up the back passenger door of my car and ran around back to the driver's seat, slamming the door behind me. After about a minute, dude comes rushing towards the car in a sprint and literally dove into my back seat face down, A up.
Okay.
At this point, I didn't even care to ask what had happened. None of it really mattered anyway. He just said, I need you to take me to my aunt's house. Then it hit me. There was a smell. Finally, I had to ask, what is that? Did you mess your pants at the mall? Homie did mess his pants at the mall.
Oh, no.
Homie truly did mess his pants at the mall. So here I was, a humid day, monsoon surrounding me, and I couldn't even roll the windows of my car down because the rain was whipping like nobody's business.
Yeah.
We finally make it back to his aunt's house, and he asked me, you want to come in? I don't know why I agreed to go in, but again, I did. He ended up taking a shower. A little while later, I went in to use the bathroom just to find his poop underwear sitting in the middle of the floor still.
Good God.
So everything's bad enough, but then she goes in to use the bathroom and there's poop underwear in the middle of the floor.
Why wouldn't you just take that?
This is a little boy. We still went out that night.
No!
I don't remember which restaurant we went to. Probably Applebee's, because I remember feeling way too overdressed. Because remember, he was the one who said, make sure you get a beautiful dress. I'm going to take you out and show you how a woman should be treated.
Yep.
I ended up paying for my birthday meal. Again, he had said, I'm going to take you out and show you how a woman should be treated.
I can't. I'm honestly,
Now, it would have been fine, but he told me he was taking me out. But alas, no car, no money, no control of his bowels. I don't know what I was expecting from this guy at this point. Now, of course, this is the last date they ever went on.
Right,
she never
saw
him again. Oh, wait, back up a set, hold up a tick. Nope. We were together for about a year.
Oh, no.
And I can tell you this pants pooping incident may have been the first, but it wasn't the last.
Okay.
I ended up having a kid with this dude. We talk occasionally. And I still have never brought it up to him. I think he would deny if I ever did anyway. So many questions. But that's where she ends her email.
My jaw is on
Except
the ground.
Except say, thanks for all you do, Dave, Fallon, Jenny, Tina, and all the people we don't get to see. I've been listening to the Dave Ryan Show for 25 years, and the show has always been a staple of my childhood and of home when I moved away a few times. You're all incredible, and I can't wait to hear what's in store next. Love you guys.
Oh, man.
Comments, Fallon, on Worst Date Wednesday.
I don't have comments. I don't know what to say. My jaw has been dropped the entire date.
What was the most shocking part of the date?
Having a kid with him. That didn't happen on the date, but that is the most shocking part of the whole story.
I think that the fact
that she stayed with him for a year.
That and the fact that he was supposed to take her out and treat her and show her how a lady is supposed to be treated. And then didn't pay for anything.
The exact opposite. Didn't even drive.
Wow. Okay. Top that.
Good luck.
You can't. That is probably one of the worst date Wednesdays ever. But if you got a story, we'd love to hear it for next week on Worst Date Wednesday. Send it to Ryan's Show at kdwb.com.